This is Ed Mazur, chairman of the City Club of Chicago. Our speaker today was Kirk Dillard, who's the chairman of the RTA, the Regional Transportation Authority. Chairman Dillard and the RTA board oversee the nation's second largest public transportation system. They serve more than 8 million residents in Cook, DuPage, Kane, Lake, McHenry, and Will counties. Under Kirk Dillard's leadership, the board has approved balanced regional transit operating budgets and five-year capital programs annually. Chairman Dillard is a lifelong resident of the region. He has been a rider of public transit for more than 50 years, including CTA Authority buses and trains since early childhood. He's a staunch advocate for transit funding throughout the region, and he's very concerned about the passage of a capital bill in Springfield in the next 2 weeks. And he talked about a strategic plan for mass transit from 2019 to 2023 called Invest in Transit. He says that Chicago and northeastern Illinois are built on transit and our investment is at great risk. Every day, he says, millions of people, actually 2 million riders, depend on safe, reliable trains and buses to get where they need to go. He argues that mass transit relieves highway congestion, contributes to the regional economy, and benefits society as a whole. The region's transit agencies, the CTA, Metro Commuter Rail, Pace Suburban Bus, and the RTA, are carrying one of the largest transit riding populations in the USA. Yet, he said, the agencies are on an uneven financial footing. Capital funding has become unpredictable, state funding is chronically lacking, and creative local funding is not enough. So he talked about and presented the case for pursuing dependable funding streams that will enable the transit agencies to provide vital service well into the future. 33 out of 48 transit-related ballot measures passed in 2016 led the country. He said that if we get a capital bill, we have $30 billion of priority transit projects that are not fully funded in the region today that could become fully funded, and we will remain competitive. He concluded his remarks by saying there are two possible realities that lie ahead for people in the Chicago metropolitan region: a future with long-term sustainable funding or without long-term sustainable funding. And he left by telling us that those of us who pay these taxes do not realize that the CTA, the RTA, PACE, these are the metropolitan region's yellow school buses, that everyone who lives benefits from investment in public transit in the metropolitan regional area.
Thank you. It is great to be back at the City Club. I appreciate that sweet, short introduction. Thanks for taking care of my remarks about my beautiful wife, Stephanie, who's here today as well. I've been here a couple of times before and always brought some really cutesy, wootsy videos and funny things with me, but today is a serious speech. We're down to crunch time in Springfield. And I thank you all for being here on this historic day in the city of Chicago. But today is a serious presentation. So I thank you for being here. At the Regional Transportation Authority, our vision is that public transit is at the very core of our regional transportation and logistics network. People use it to get to work, obviously, to school, to medical appointments, and much, much more. We're a 24-hour-a-day system, unlike some cities. They ride during rush hour, they ride in the middle of the day, and they ride at night. Transit has positive impacts on our environment and community health by reducing congestion, improving air quality, and encouraging people to live an active, productive life. It also, importantly, provides equitable access to jobs and affordable mobility for people with disabilities, and I think that's sometimes lost, how many million people we move with disabilities who either cannot drive an automobile or they choose not to drive. Transit throughout the northeastern Illinois region helps us compete economically and in a global marketplace. With the newly elected leadership in Springfield and here at home today in Chicago, this region simply must seize the moment to pass a capital bill in Springfield that puts public transportation on the path to sustainability. And you're going to hear a lot about sustainability today. For the sake of our residents and businesses, we have to work together to convince Governor Pritzker and the General Assembly that transit investments are crucial for Illinois and the metropolitan area to thrive. The absence of a state capital program since 2009, that's a decade, folks, has left a sizable gap in transit improvements across several consecutive budget cycles at the CTA, at Metra, and at PACE. And we've had to defer many critical investments due to the unavailability of state funding. About a third of the region's transportation assets are mass transit assets. A third of them are beyond their useful life. Plainly, this is not sustainable, and it's also extremely short-sighted. The lack of capital investment results in aging equipment and increased maintenance costs, slower and less reliable service, and ultimately a missed economic opportunity for all residents and businesses for our region and our state all the way down to Cairo. And yes, I did say all residents. So even if you came here to the City Club today by car, your commute, believe it or not, was more palatable, let's put it that way, because public buses and trains diverted 2 out of every 3 people who are down here in the loop today. Through lack of investment, transit agencies have become less reliable, and some cars kind of peel off of us, and or some riders peel off of us and they go to cars, which increases congestion, generates emissions, and it's a drag on our region's economy. The same applies to good movements. If you're in the logistics business, the more commuters there are on cars on the roads means your goods via truck or maybe even rail get to places more slowly. Although prospects for an Illinois capital bill, I will tell you, look promising, there's momentum out there, there is a massive, and I mean a massive, backlog of critical needs. Infrastructure needs are great because it's been a decade since the state of Illinois last did anything with respect to investing in our transportation systems. New revenues, whatever their source or whatever their magnitude, are not going to solve all our problems, folks, and I'm a realist and I realize that. So as a region, we've got to make our strongest possible case that the bill to begin the important task of putting transit back on track on a sustainable path is right here, right in front of us. At the end of last month, let me just give you an example. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb signed a new 2-year state budget that included up to almost $250 million in funding to improve the South Shore line. That's the line that runs between South Bend and through northwestern Indiana, to connect Indiana residents to the high wages we have here in Illinois and in Chicago. On weekdays, they carry about 4% of what Jim Derwinski's Metro Railroad covers. They cover about 272,000 passengers a month versus our 6 million a month. And think, ladies and gentlemen, if they invest $250 million in Indiana, if we extrapolated it here in Illinois, how much Metra needs. Governor Holcomb gets it. I think Governor Pritzker does too. But we got to keep the heat on over these next 14 or 15 days in Springfield. Today I'm going to give you 3 big reasons why transit is a wise investment for the state of Illinois and Chicago and our region, especially in this constrained budget environment, which is going to continue. Number one, to plan effectively, we need to have stable funding for transit. So the first big reason is we need a planned approach for the long-term capital needs of mass transit. Since its creation in 1974, the RTA has brought stability to what has been a chaotic regional transportation system. Initially, our agency took over a multitude of bankrupt private railroads, and address related factors that had previously made public transportation unreliable for the residents of northeastern Illinois. By 1982, the Illinois General Assembly gave expanded powers to the RTA, leading to the formation of Metra and PACE, joining the CTA as our region's three transit service boards. All three transit operators run service across multiple municipal boundaries, and together they provide the service for the region. Because no one single municipality or county can or should be able to pay for all of these services that benefit everybody, the state, in its wisdom, created the RTA to ensure the management of CTA, Metra, and PACE were all on firm financial footing and cooperated together. I sometimes refer to the RTA as the Solomon, or the referee for the mass transit needs of the region. In fact, my first day on the job, my staff and the board, and I thank my board of directors, many of whom are here today, for giving me a referee's jersey, because I spend much of my time at the RTA refereeing things between service boards and the six-county metropolitan area's needs. Our regional transit system's operational reliability depends on shared cost. Fares and taxes are collected in each community, and they support the regional services that impact all of us in this northeastern Illinois region. So it's a shared responsibility. Despite a very challenging, financially tough environment due to state budget cuts, the RTA and the service boards have very effectively conducted long-term operational planning. Please note, I said operational. I didn't say capital. I didn't say infrastructure. The RTA, CTA, Metra, and PACE work closely every day. We talk across lines every day to keep operations on stable footing by managing the expenses and doing the best we can with some very, very limited research. But beyond the operational framework, no similar structure does exist for funding the transit system's ongoing capital or infrastructure needs. Instead, the state has forced us to rely too heavily on federal funding and on periodic capital bond programs from Springfield, which are sometimes subject to political whims. So the result is we're not sustainable, and sometimes, and most times, they're not sufficient as well. And as a result, our transit system's capital needs are probably more acute today than they've ever been in our system. So fortunately, as a region, we are more ready than ever to prudently invest, because we've planned so much under dire circumstances, for long overdue new resources from Springfield. The RTA was actually created for moments like this. When the General Assembly passes a capital bill, elected officials and the public ought to have trust that we have been working hard between the three service boards, with many hearings with mayors and input from our constituencies, many of you who I thank are here in the room. We've taken plenty of input, and we actually have long-term plans on how we will spend that money effectively. To that end, we at the RTA, CTA, Metra, and PACE have done our homework. And boy, have we done our homework. So rather than simply just wait out the decade-long lapse in state funding, we've been busy making our best possible case and showing the legislature and leaders how we would use whatever new monies come from Springfield. All that preparation has led us to a document, and I think a synopsis is at your seats today. You can read the full one if you're an insomniac online, but it's called Invest in Transit. It's a five-year plan that sets the clear priorities based on careful, collaborative analysis by the RTA and the service boards, who have weighed in on the projects using measurable success factors for what we would do with this money. There's no bridge to nowhere programs on anything that the three service boards have asked to have funded. The Invest in Transit plan makes the case for dependable funding of both operations and capital improvements. Now is the time at last to put our state on a stable financial footing to ensure the ongoing economic prosperity and quality of life that we have grown accustomed to in Chicago. We also must ensure that Illinois has the matching funds. Very importantly, the matching funds, should Washington ever pass an infrastructure plan. We can't miss this opportunity. I always tell my former colleagues that it is governmental or political malfeasance not to have in place state matching funds when the time comes and let Indiana or Arizona or Texas take hardworking Illinoisans' dollars that are on a table in Washington and have them go elsewhere rather than return those funds to Illinois. Second big reason why we need a capital bill now: transit drives economic growth, and to me, this is maybe the most important reason. Despite the lack of capital investment, transit has driven job growth and GDP in this region. There are three big data points. Like never before, I think companies realize that mass transit's important is critical for the kind of workers they wish to attract and their businesses. Since 2013, Mayor Emanuel will tout, and I think Mayor Lightfoot will as well, Chicago is ranked first in the nation in the number of corporations relocating to the city limits. Transit gives the residents in our area, across the city and region, a growing job pool that they can use all the time. Between 2005 and 2015, the Chicago metro area added 334,000 jobs. Half of those jobs, folks, were within a half a mile of a CTA or metro station. And then Mary Sue Barrett and the MPC has just done a tremendous study that I use all the time. The Chicagoland area saw its highest job growth, not surprisingly, 20%, in areas that were within a quarter mile of mass transit. And this is Mary Sue's favorite, so you're smiling. Even during the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009, when Chicagoland lost 150,000 jobs, if you were within a quarter mile of a CTA or metro station, we added 11,000 jobs. Transit investment definitely enhances property values. In Chicago, property within two blocks of transit service is twice as valuable as property more than two blocks away from it. And additionally, following the Great Recession that I talked about a second ago, properties near transit in the entire Chicago metropolitan region went up 41% quicker or higher than if you weren't near a transit station. From 2015 to 2017, the new CTA stations at Morgan Street and the Cermak McCormick Place yielded over $2.5 billion in private economic development because of that growth in transit in those two areas. Incredibly, 85% of all new commercial construction in this region in the last decade occurred within a half a mile of mass transit. I was with some of my organized labor friends the other day, the trades unions, and said, look, if you really want to put your members to work, the place to invest the state's money in the capital bill is in mass transit, because 85% of all new commercial construction for the iron workers, the carpenters, the electricians, the plumbers is taking place within a half a mile of mass transit. In August of 2018, 76% of all new multifamily housing properties under construction in the metropolitan Chicago area were within a 10-minute walk of rail transit. 76% of all new residential property was within a 10-minute walk of mass transit. Another incredible statistic on the value of investing in transit. In addition to coordinating transit service boards, the RTA also develops public-private partnerships to meet the needs of riders or their employees. Commuting patterns have shifted. I don't have to tell most of you, who especially if you run a business, because people are using ride-sharing services to get to work more and more from home. They're working from home more and more. And the demand for the classic, what I call reverse commute, is less than 25% of our region's riders, but it's growing. So we have more and more of a reverse commute. You see it if you're on the Eisenhower or Stevenson. Folks are going out, and it's still growing. So Metra is working with Lake County partners in various communities and businesses to launch daily express trains, what I call reverse commuters, you know, lugging those millennials who want to live down here to the high-paying jobs on the North Shore. They take the Milwaukee District North Line from Chicago to Lake County and back. And this is in addition to what I called, last time I was here, the Sunrise Express service that goes from the Ogilvie Station to Waukegan. They're met there by major employers like AbbVie and Walgreens and others. But we're running more and more reverse commuting than ever, and it's growing. You probably read last week in the Chicago Tribune about another partnership that was out there. It's an RTA project, so it's ours, and it involves the Village of Bannockburn and Glenstar Properties, which is a real estate firm, and Lyft. It uses ride-sharing services to connect commuters from the Metra station that are close to the Glenstar office complex on Waukegan Road. The Village of Bannockburn is providing assistance and guidance to establish this pilot program and outreach to the business community. Employees get a monthly Lyft pass for free rides between the office and one of four Metra commuter stations. Glenstar funded 75% of it. We at the RTA funded a quarter of it. These are just a couple of examples of how we leverage our investments to make existing transit service more convenient for commuters. And you can imagine what the growth possibilities are if we had the proper funding from Springfield. You've also read in the news, I think, about how major developments, and there seems like there are many of them going on in Chicago now, what I call these mega developments. It's amazing to me, although it's not amazing when I look at the statistics, how these major developments are so transit-oriented. These potential employment centers can extend beyond the boundaries of Chicagoland, too, out to the suburbs. While the developer demand for transit is a positive sign, one of the things the RTA does help is that ad hoc requests for public funding tend to subvert our planning process. And one of the things that the RTA does is make sure that, again, whatever tax dollars go into the system are prudently planned out. We need to maximize these investments, and again, if you look at our Invest in Transit plan, you'll see that we've planned for these. But such transit-driven growth can't be generated, much less sustained, unless the state of Illinois fixes its structural problems of capital funding. Capital funding and opens investment doors. And a third reason that I like to say that although it can't solve all the region's equality issues, as Mayor Lightfoot talked about in her address today, transit is, I think, the great economic equalizer. It doesn't matter what neighborhood you're in. You're just moments away from a high-paying job if you get on the CTA, Metra, or PACE. Public transportation in our area is the envy of many urban areas. I go to the American Public Transportation Association meetings, and most major cities would love to have this system that was put together by our grandparents and our parents. I've heard this loud and clear that we need to be more of an equalizer from Mayor Lightfoot herself, and I proudly serve as one of the people on her transportation and infrastructure transition team. Every day, the region's network of trains and buses provides over 2 million rides. The overwhelming majority does take place within the city of Chicago. I like to tell my downstate legislative colleagues that one-sixth of Illinois' population rides the RTA system every day. And in the loop, nearly two-thirds of all the people that work in the loop and the highest-paying jobs that the state of Illinois has get to work by bus or transit. 13% of all Chicago households don't own a car. That can't get lost on us either. And nearly 20%, 20% of the people that ride, the men and women that ride mass transit, have incomes of less than $20,000 per year. And thanks to transit, the average resident has access, again, to about 500,000 jobs that are within less than an hour of their home. The number of our trips, this is an important statistic as we battle for state funding. The number of our trips each day is about 30% of the state's workforce. So therefore, I always argue that when the pie is being divided in Springfield, especially when you see those economic development numbers of where the jobs are created, where's the commercial construction, if we carry 30% of the state's workforce, mass transit should get about 30% of the transportation infrastructure monies that are on the table right now being discussed in our state's capital. And very importantly, 75% or more of the state's GDP is located in the RTA's region. That's an amazing statistic. We are, as Greg Hines writes from Cranes, somewhat two states. 75% of all of the state's GDP comes from the RTA region. So reducing economic disparities is on my front burner. It's there along with Mayor Lightfoot. The RTA, CTA, Metra, and PACE, we are planning many things around affordable housing with what are called equitable transit-oriented developments known as ETODs. ETODs. If you read the Mayor Lightfoot transition report, ETODs are very much part of Lori's plan. And we reduce disparities between access to transit for all classes of people. We increase access to jobs and housing for residents in communities that I believe are economically disconnected and have been economically disconnected historically. Our objectives are to revitalizing existing housing stock around transit and to promote an infill development around these housing projects or housing areas through transit. The stretches of our infrastructure dollar and how we maximize these are just critical. So I'm going to call you all to action. The RTA has served its critical regional transportation oversight functions for decades. It's worked pretty well. In fact, we have the lowest operating cost generally of any transit system in America with Chicago winners and union labor. We are really the only agency in the six-county area that has a holistic approach of transit and transportation from the most distant suburb out in the exurbs to the heart of Chicago's loop. We believe that any revenue supporting a capital plan should be mostly pay-as-you-go with dedicated and sustainable, again, that word sustainable, sources so that the CTA and Metra and PACE can plan. Previous state capital bills have relied mostly on bond financing, and the resulting inconsistent funds sometimes make it very difficult for us to plan. And this is unfortunate because we need to plan our construction dollars as well as we can. Importantly, there's hardly anything that the state does that has a 4-to-1 return on investment. And mass transit, both in economic statistics from the American Public Transportation Association, recently backed up by the Metropolitan Plan Commission here in Chicago, has a return of nearly 4-to-1 on every dollar invested of government money, 4 private sector dollars return. An incredible, incredible return on investment. And I've seen nothing, maybe education, but nothing that has a return on investment like mass transit. So having been a state legislator, I understand the pressure our elected officials are undergoing right now. I've been there, and I talk to them early and often. But I'm very confident with Governor Pritzker and Mayor Lightfoot and hopefully newly motivated legislators and members of the city council that they're going to do some bold things that will move the state forward. You can't wait any longer than a decade. And so what can you all personally do? As I said, we're in the home stretch, and I need you to see any elected official that you can, especially those in Springfield, and say, hey, now's the time. Don't be shy. The case has been made. The public understands that you've got to invest in infrastructure. Tell them that they have to pass a capital bill by Memorial Day to turn around the state's deteriorating transportation system or infrastructure. I always say Illinois is literally crumbling, and we have the photos to back it up. Second, and equally important, you got to tell them that this capital bill has to have stable, dedicated new revenues to maintain a third of our assets are beyond their useful life, but also to modernize our system. Our transit riders want modern amenities. They like air conditioning, they like heat, and they like Wi-Fi. Just trust me on that one. They also don't want increased delays when they ride Metra or slow zones on the CTA. They want to get home to their husbands and wives and children. Also, 30% of the state's new transit or new mass transit plan, I've given you the reason when you talk to them, since we move over 30% of the state's workforce, and up here in our region, 75% of the state's GDP, 30% of that's got to go or has to go to transit. Anything less is unfair to the 9 million people who make up 70% of the state's population in the RTA region, and a capital program. It's obviously going to have increases in vehicle-related fees and taxes. It's going to make it more expensive to drive. And if we make it more expensive to drive and we don't fund transit at the same time, I think is unfair to working people of the state of Illinois. You got to give them freedom from movement. I do tell people if you drop the pump and you take mass transit or you get rid of a second car, you save nearly $12,000 a year. That is a gigantic mitigator to our property tax burden in this area or any state taxes that we feel that we are overtaxed on in the state of Illinois. $12,000 a year savings if you take mass transit. That money goes a long way to mitigating any tax burden the state or the city of Chicago throws on you. In just a few days, all the transit agencies, or a couple days ago, we participated on what we call the Get On Board Day at Union Station. It was part of a month-long national effort, and I was just stunned at the turnout in the Great Hall, the beautifully restored Great Hall of Union Station. And you may have seen our signs or our ads on buses and trains and radio urging people to get on board. In fact, it's getonboardil.org. We've got a website. So you can click on there and let your legislators know, hey, will you please make sure transit is taken care of. If you haven't visited there yet, go on there. And also ask your family, your children, your friends, and others to do the same. Also, don't forget that I tell folks that in the city of Chicago and also in the city of Moline, and the mayor of Moline was at our press conference at Union Station, we don't have a yellow school bus system. The school children of Chicago, whether you're in public school, charter school, private school, and all our universities, as Lester McKeever will remind you, the hundreds of thousands of students in the Chicagoland area all take the CTA as their yellow school bus to Loyola, to DePaul, to Whitney Young, those kinds of places. Don't forget the students we carry as well. So make sure you get on and you click on that get on board and let your state legislators know that now's the time for action. Sustained investment in transit is the most powerful way to make sure that our economic engine in northeastern Illinois continues to hum. I guess I'll leave you with this. It's my favorite saying, and I thank you all for being here, and I'll be happy to answer whatever questions you have. Just remember, it's proven. Wherever mass transit goes, the economy grows, and it grows in bounds, 4-1. And as I've told Mayor Lightfoot multiple times, Mayor, where transit goes, your community grows as well, which is a critical, critical thing in her transformation of this great city we all love. So thanks for being here today, and I look forward to whatever questions you have. Thank you, Jay.
Thank you very much. A little water in case you're thirsty.
in that.
We have the best water in Chicago.
Absolutely.
So kind of an important thing.
It is. Okay, we have several questions here, and I'm sure some comments. By the way, your comment earlier about 24/7 transit available to people, I can't tell you how important that is. I work with a lot of groups from outside of the United States. I just had a group over the weekend from Toronto, where they have a wonderful public transit system, but doesn't operate 24/7.
Neither does London.
So, Chicago, we're number one. Okay, ready? This is from Tim Martin. He's with Jacobs Engineering, City Club member. Tim, where are you? There he is, right there. All the legislators in D.C. and Springfield are for infrastructure, but won't vote for revenue. If this continues, when do RTA service boards cry uncle? Printed. Very good, Tim. I could read your question.
I call him Mr. Secretary. Mr. Secretary, it's good to see you. I'm so confident, although anything in Springfield can happen, I'm very confident that Springfield's going to have a capital bill. It may take a lot of hard lifting by the Speaker and the minority leaders. Bill Brady, I saw, is for a major capital bill, my former leader in the Senate. So I think all four leaders are involved. I think most legislators are on board. And then a week ago, I got a pinch me moment. President Trump sat down with Chuck Schumer as well as Speaker Pelosi and Sherry Bustos. A little plug for the City Club. Congressman Bustos spoke here about a week ago, and she told us the real story of that breakfast or whatever the president had with the two Democrat leaders in Congress. They went in there and they were thinking about $1.7-1.8 trillion, and the president goes, "Let's just round it to $2 trillion." Right here at the City Club, we learned that the Democrats were for about $1.8 trillion, and the president said, "Let's do two." So I'm very optimistic. Something's going to happen. I just want to make sure transit gets its fair share, since we move 30%+ of the state's workforce every day.
And that's one of the foundations of the City Club. This is where all the breaking news on public affairs and what's happening in government and the private sector happens. So we have a number of regulars here. If you're not a member, this is why you want to belong to the City Club. Okay, this is from City Club member Kevin Furr with Hanson Professional Services. Kevin, where are you? Okay, he's back there, Kirk. He wants to know if the RTA has an alternative plan for O'Hare Express service. If the Elon Musk Chicago Infrastructure Trust idea fails to move forward.
Well, obviously, we're improving the Blue Line all the time. And we also are working very extensively with Metra. Most people don't realize Metra runs out to O'Hare. And I think they are making a concerted effort to improve that service as well. Like you've heard me say before, that Dallas-Fort Worth, and Dallas, I watch Dallas all the time just because my law firm has a major office in Dallas. But Dallas-Fort Worth has that double-decker train system out to DFW Airport. And we're improving our Metra service, always going to improve the elevated service out to O'Hare. And I don't know where Mayor Lightfoot will come down on an express service out to O'Hare, but we're going to continue to improve the Blue Line, and Metra is going to do its thing by trying to get more people to realize that they have an alternative with Metra out to O'Hare.
And I thought you watched Dallas because one of your heroes was J.R. Ewing. Okay. This is from Joey Mack, City Club member with the Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. Joe, where are you? Oh, right over there. And I'm going to tie in a question from former state representative Jill Zwick from West Dundee, because she asked me a question about this. Given the state's fiscal challenges, the need to invest in public transit, what are your views on the proposed One Central development and its impact on RTA in the region? And Jill Zwick wanted to know how TIFs might impact on this one central development?
So like I said, with the major developments that are taking place, I find it incredible that they all center around massive mass transit improvements. The One Central Station individuals, we at the RTA and the service boards have met with. Obviously, they're going to be subject to Springfield negotiations because Springfield's a major part of their plan. There's no TIF that's planned at all for One Central Station. It's kind of a value capture proposition. I think if done properly, it would be a real boom to mass transit, which is sort of my narrow focus. But I just find it incredible that all these major developments have massive plans that involve mass transit, because the developers, people who have private equity and private funds, understand how critical it is, including Amazon, which didn't select Chicago as its site. But Amazon made mass transit and adjacent mass transit one of their top two or three things they wanted in their plans from whoever was applying to get that new second headquarters site. So no TIFs, we're working with the One Central people. But Springfield has to make the first move there, and we'll see what Mayor Lightfoot thinks as well. But those improvements would really, really enhance mass transit if they put $3 billion of private money into it.
Okay, thank you. And by the way, you know, Kirk has been riding public transportation for over 50 years when he had his 7-cent student CTA card. Remember that, Miles? And a nickel for a transfer. And he still rides the RTA in from home into the office and back because Stephanie takes the car. Okay. This is from City Club member Steve Schlickman. Stephen, where are you today? Right down here. Good to see you. First of all, congratulations on being reelected as the RTA board chairman.
Steve, I was looking to see if my wife applauded or not.
Okay. Did she?
She did.
Okay, good.
She's a trooper.
She is a trooper. Anyhow, the question that Steve asked is, what's your reaction to the governor's Rebuild Illinois program? How close is it in meeting RTA's capital funding objectives?
You know, to all those plans, to the governor's and to Senator Sandoval, to Representative Zalewski, they're all great starts. In fact, the question over here was, will there be the political will to do what's needed after a decade of neglect of our infrastructure throughout Illinois? So the plan's good. And, 14 days or whatever's left in Springfield is an eternity. We're crunching numbers to see how mass transit does in that proposal. It's basically for us sort of funding over a 6-year period. But again, I'm looking at percentages. I'm looking at total dollar amounts. But again, a third of whatever goes to roads or infrastructure, since we move a third of the workforce of the state, of which the higher incomes, 3/4 of the GDP, are in the RTA region, I want to make sure that we're pushing, Steve, about a third of that funding. I know the Chicagoland Chamber believes that 30% is a reasonable amount for mass transit. They get it. They talk to the employers. And the Governor Pritzker's plan is bold, and I'm very, very confident something's going to take place that's going to benefit our region, not just mass transit.
Okay, thank you. This is from Court Harris, City Club member who's chairman of the Chicago Executive Airport. Court, where are you? Out there. Over there, right there. Thank you. His question, how does the RTA plan to integrate with future developments such as Uber Elevate and other driverless pod-like systems? Are there abilities for strategic partnerships?
Yes. I mean, I just told you one that we have with Lyft. Metra has a partnership with Uber. And, I view if it's done properly and planned properly, that the Ubers and Lyfts and even driverless cars, there's a company called Innova out in DuPage County that would have small driverless cars pick you up and take you to the Downers Grove train station. So we're always looking to partner. We watch at the RTA. We're a planning agency. We watch what's being done in other cities throughout the world, not just in the United States. And I view, if done properly, it solves a lot of our last sort of mile issues. And so I welcome any partnerships that are out there. And for those of you who are rail buffs, I always tell people, and they go, what private public partnerships do you have? The best and largest public-private partnership that I know of, especially historically, is that between Metra and the seven railroads, the public or the private railroads that they run on. So if you want an example of a massively good public-private partnership, it's Metra and the way they operate on those private railroads. Not always flawless, and it's probably the most complex grid of railroads to operate anywhere in the United States, and Metra and those railroads have done an incredible job over decades serving millions and millions of riders and serving them well.
And I think they deserve a round of applause. I thought Kirk was going to ask you to name the seven railroads. And for those of you who go into Union Station, when you go in the Great Hall, if you look up at the towards the giant skylight, there are two Greek goddesses. One is holding an owl, and one is holding a rooster. Anybody who knows the answer to that question, see me afterwards. 24-hour train service, night and day. Okay, I couldn't wait to give you the answer. Final question. This is from John Petrovsky with the Bank of Montreal. John, where are you? Okay, he's back there. What are the top three priorities for addressing congestion and using transit to stimulate growth?
Number one, having just talked to the new mayor, is to make sure that we continue to be the economic engine of Chicago as well as the economic equalizer. Number two is making our commuters' lives easier, getting you home in a half an hour to your children's softball games or school events, and making it easy to come into the Central Business District. And then even if you don't take mass transit, the average commuter who drives daily saves between $400 and $500 a year on gasoline and on wear and tear on their automobile. And if you didn't have, and I know we all seem like we're congested, and we are, if you didn't have Metra, you would need about 27 or 28 more lanes of highway on the Edens and the Stevenson and the Eisenhower. Number one, it's not fiscally sustainable, and we don't have the land. But, you know, our goal is to move people all 2.5 million we do a day in an efficient manner. And we also clearly help those who don't ride. And we want to improve our property values and just keep the economy of Illinois humming, because it is truly borne out by statistics that where mass transit goes, the economy grows. Just look at the 50% jobs within a half a mile of mass transit over the last decade, or 85% of all new commercial construction being within a half a mile of mass transit, or 3 out of 4 new residential properties being built within walking distance of mass transit. And you'll know what grows your economy, and it's mass transit.
Kirk?
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you very much.